Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guest is Martha Underwood with the Winslow's Therapeutic Center. And we're going to be talking about healing with horses.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for joining us with your wonderful horse earrings, and it's a very thematic show. And I know you couldn't hear completely, but Jay brought us in with some holiday music. So, welcome to our holiday season show.
Thank you.
So, tell us, Martha Underwood, what is healing with horses?
Healing with horses is, at Winslow, we believe that all riding is therapeutic riding. So whether you're a perfectly able-bodied person or somebody that has some sort of special needs, you get some therapeutic benefit out of riding a horse.
And what kind of, are you doing children or adults or all ages?
We do all ages and we do all disabilities. So we have children that have autism, we have adults that have had strokes, we have people with cerebral palsy that come and ride. It's a great range of people that we're able to give the benefit of
now,
the horses
well, where
to.
Where are you located when you say come and ride? And let's start with that. You must have a facility that houses the horses.
Yes, yeah, so we have a facility that's 100 acres, and it's located in Warwick on Route 17A. And we have an indoor and outdoor arena. The indoor arena is also heated, so if it's cold outside, we can warm it up.
And is this a nonprofit organization?
It is a nonprofit organization, yes.
So, and how many staff do you have?
We have 14 staff members.
Oh, my. So your annual budget must be pretty substantial if you have that big a staff, of course, because you need those types of experts to maintain and the facility and the animals.
Right. It does cost us quite a bit of money, but we do have the benefit of grants that fund a lot of our programming, and we have volunteers that come and do all sorts of work, from office work to, you know, helping us run the barn in order to get the horses ready. We have a lot of money donated to us. We have annual fundraisers that contributes to that budget.
So you must have a board of directors then?
Yes, we do have a board of directors. And
what's the complexion of the board? What type of people are on your board?
We have a lot of community members, and in particular, we happen to have six Rotary members.
Six Rotary members.
Rotary's right there out front. That's great.
That's wonderful.
So, Martha Underwood, riding instructor, and from the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center. Let's say somebody's out there listening to Radio Rotary today and knows someone who may need this kind of help or therapeutic horse riding. Tell us from beginning to end how this works. How would somebody reach you, first of all?
Well, they can call us at 845-986-6686.
As an individual?
As an individual.
Why don't you repeat that again, okay?
It's 845-986-6686.
And do you folks have a website?
We do also have a website. It's www.winslow.org.
And we'll say that one more time.
www.winslow.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. So somebody calls you and says, either I would like to take advantage of your services, or I know someone who needs it. What's the next step? What happens then?
So once they've made the phone call, then we will schedule an evaluation for them. So the evaluation is not actually a riding lesson per se, but it's a chance for us to get them to know them on the ground a little bit, and then we'll have them ride a horse for a few minutes.
Well, I would think you'd need a screen.
Right.
Just
to make sure that we have all the appropriate peripheral things in place in case somebody needs something other than
safeguards, so to speak.
Yes.
And how many instructors? Is it one-on-one? Once the person's with the animal?
It depends on the client. So a typical client could have somebody that's leading the horse and an instructor, or they could have two sidewalkers, a leader, and an instructor.
And do they have to have any horse experience in the past, or they could be just novices?
They could be novices.
And are these nice, gentle horses?
They are picked for their
temperaments.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I got to tell you a story. Years and years and years ago, I went horseback riding, and I'm not an accomplished horseman by any means. And
I thought you were a Renaissance man, Jonah.
Well,
please don't
know.
Burst my bubble.
I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm on this horse, and something must have spooked the horse, and he did the hi-ho silver bit where the front legs went up.
Did he go, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo?
Right, and I held on to the, what they call the knob there that's in the front?
The horn?
The horn,
yeah, I held on to that for dear life.
That's
well, at least you grabbed the ears or the mane or something.
Yeah. Went down, and he kept on going.
Trotted off.
I was proud that he'd end up, you know, in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
So we have here people being assisted. You said that all sorts of disabilities. Are we talking just physical or also people who may have emotional and mental problems?
They're both cognitive and physical disabilities.
Right. And now, just not individuals. I mean, are there agencies and people like that that connect with you?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you get your referral? You must have some type of referral process or protocol.
We have a lot of school groups that come in from the area. We're in Warwick, but we also service the Vernon schools. And a lot of it is word of mouth. Somebody that has a child that needs some sort of therapy will oftentimes tell another parent, hey, this is working for my kid, so why don't you try the therapeutic riding?
Martha Underwood, riding instructor from the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center. Do you just have the people who are in need of this kind of therapy ride the horses? You also have them
groom them, pet them, feed them,
and stuff like that?
Barn work or things like that?
We do have different groups that come in, and they will spend some time on the ground with a horse, and then they will also ride. And occasionally, riding a horse is not a fit, but being on the ground with the horse is a fit. So it's a mix, and it depends on the group, and it also depends on the person.
And tell us again, how many horses are at your facility?
We have 17 horses.
And how many staff does that require in the barn?
We have a barn manager and an assistant barn manager, and then as instructors, we always pitch in to make sure that things are running smoothly.
Running around, yeah.
And from where do you obtain the horses? Are these like retired police horses, or do you get them as little colts and groom them and raise them yourself for this kind of work?
Oftentimes, they're donated. We tend to look for horses that are a little bit older, so that
they're calmer.
The kinks have sort of been worked out.
Like me. I'm sorry, Martha, you were saying.
Oh, I'm going to leave that one right alone.
Not every horse is a fit for therapeutic riding. So it takes a bit of a special horse in order to be able to tolerate somebody who's not able to sit still or hold their hand still or may have some sort of outburst or needs to accommodate a special saddle. So they're looked at very carefully.
Now, is there anything different between therapeutic riding and regular horse riding? Is there any substantive difference? Or if we looked at this, we'd just say, oh, there's some people riding on a horse.
We consider all the riding to be therapeutic riding, but we do have people that are taking lessons and they're learning how to jump and they're going to horse shows. And so they're not necessarily classified technically as therapeutic riding, but they are at a therapeutic riding facility.
And we're going to learn more about that in just a minute. But let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is Martha Underwood from the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Hudson Valley's Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, We believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
The Millbrook Rotary invites you to their 7th annual New Year's Eve performance extravaganza on Friday, December 31st from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Franklin Avenue in Millbrook.
Enjoy lots of alcohol-free entertainment for the entire family. Music of all kinds, a circus, puppets, and more. Fun for all ages. Donations accepted for lighted holiday buttons.
For more information, visit www.millbrookrotary.org. That's www.millbrookrotary.org.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ho, 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 ho. Have you been a good girl, Sarah?
I'm telling you, I'm always upstaged by this man. Unbelievable.
By the way, that wasn't my Santa Claus imitation. That was my Mr. Ed imitation in honor of Martha Wanderwood, our guest speaker from the Winslow. Therapeutic Riding Center.
And but welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary for our listeners that don't know what just hit them. I'm Sarah O'Connell. I'm joined by my co-host,
Mr. Ed.
Joined by Jonah Trebwasser, my co-host of Radio Rotary. And we happen to be talking about horses. There are all the horse jokes right there. Martha Underwood represents the Winslow Therapeutic Center, and we're talking about healing with horses, therapeutic uses.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
Therapeutic uses of that horses are involved with people, and how your agency brings those two elements together, and it helps in many ways. It can help physically with the physicality if people are limited or challenged. It can help emotionally. It gives them a way to connect. I'm sure you deal with a lot of autistic children. There's a school around in my area where I live called the Kildonan School, and they have a quite extensive writing program, and it's for dyslexic children. They pioneered the Gorton-Orton-something. There's a technique. And these are children that need to be taken out of the school system and then learn how to decode. But anyway, my understanding from the instructors there is the writing helps with their cognitive learning, coordination, even just be a writing, which is left to right, you know, how you manipulate going around something. So when they get older and driving.
And all kidding aside, Martha's doing some wonderful work, and it's very serious and important work.
It is.
So Martha, tell us a little bit more about therapeutic riding and how you got interested in it. I know that you said you've been riding horses only for about 2-3 years?
3 years, and I got into it because I needed, since I decided to leave the corporate world, I needed to find some other livelihood. So I wanted to be outside, and I wanted to be around the horses, and I had always wanted to feel like I was giving back, and this was the perfect combination. I got to be outside, I was giving back, and I was with horses.
Well, there's another lesson to be learned. You really followed a passion of yours.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are listening and probably anxious to write down your phone number and website again, which we talked about in the first half of the show, not only in case they want to take advantage of your services, but you're looking for volunteers to help with this training, aren't you?
We are always looking for volunteers, and There, and we have all a range of things that we need assistance with. We need help inside, and we need help in the barn. We need help with lessons. So we can be contacted at 845-986-6686, or you can visit our website at www.winslow.org.
Why don't you give us that one more time, both the phone number and the website?
The phone number is 845-986-6686, and the website is www.winslow.org.
And folks, do get a pencil and paper. We will give you that information one more time before the close of the show. So we have people who come in, and they are riding. And have you seen an improvement in folks just because of their interactions with these beautiful horses?
Absolutely. The kids respond to the horses. A lot of kids who have autism or Asperger's have trouble developing relationships with people, but through their work around the horses, they're able to develop a relationship with the horse, and somehow it makes it easier for them to do that
to
with
connect.
People. Yes, absolutely.
Then it gives them the gap.
It gives them
connect.
Something to build on, and then they can start to develop the relationships with people.
It's interesting because I've noticed in the past 10 years, say, there's been so much more information about Asperger's and autism that, that you just touched on. So, but also physically challenged people you all work with.
We do work with physically challenged people, and there it runs the gamut as well. So we are lucky enough to be able to work with people that have cerebral palsy and aren't able to walk, but you put them on a horse and they are walking. The horse simulates a person walking underneath you, so it gives them the benefit
of that,
that
mobility.
Movement. Yes.
You know, horses are intelligent animals. At least that's what I've been told by my daughter, the veterinary technician. And do they understand, or do you think they respond to these riders with special needs differently than a so-called normal rider?
Yes, and I can tell you from my own experience, I own a horse who can be a little bit of a troublemaker sometimes, especially if I get on. but if I put a kid on him that has some sort of cognitive problem, he'll just take that kid for the ride and say, "I got it. I'll take care of you."
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's
it's just amazing
terrific.
To watch because I'm like, hey, why won't he do that for me?
Now, where do you keep your horse?
I keep my horse at Winslow.
At the facility?
Mm-hmm.
And your horse's name is Dallas.
His name is Dallas.
Why Dallas and not, you know, Warwick or Newburg?
Well, I believe that the woman who owned him before I did, when she purchased him, probably the deal she made with her husband was that he could name the horse, and I think one of his favorite football teams is Dallas.
Oh, all right. There's a story behind every question.
How old is your horse?
He's 13.
What is that in the spectrum of horse years? I mean, I know a 13 would be kind of old for a dog, but how's that for a horse?
He's a teenager.
Oh, all right. Like a real adult teenager.
Yeah, so a horse
is... And like a real adult teenager, a human teenager is giving you a hard time.
Absolutely.
Behaves for everyone else, but not at home. Does it sound familiar, listeners?
Yes. But he gives me the gift of learning patience, so
there you go.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're talking to Martha Underwood. She's a riding instructor, and she's here with the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center talking about how putting people with special needs on horses is very therapeutic and wonderful for them. And tell us, Martha, what interconnection does Rotary have with your organization?
Well, we happen to have about 6 of our board members are Rotary members. So the president of our board and also one of the founders of Winslow is on our board of directors.
And for our listeners, we're reminding you that Winslow Therapeutic Center is a nonprofit organization, and they do obviously solicit for volunteers, which if you have an interest in working with special needs people and or if you're interested in horses, they'd be welcoming some help. Mm-hmm. With open arms, as well as monetary assistance. There's always an opportunity to make a monetary donation. And I'm sure you do some fundraising here and there or events type of thing. Is there one or two bigger events or opportunities that the community could get involved with?
Yes. Well, we just had our annual gala on November 20th, and we were able to raise over $72,000. Every spring, we have a duck derby that we do in Warwick itself that brings in a lot of the community, and the kids have fun with it. And then there's also a Goshen Goshen Rotary does a fundraiser called Tour to Goshen, every spring, and they often they give us a check every year towards Winslow.
And do you take the Tour de Goshen on horseback? That's the question.
I believe that they ride bicycles.
Bicycles. Well, I think that the Winslow Therapeutic Center should make a showing and come out with all these fantastic horses. How many people can you accommodate for these therapy sessions at any one time?
Well, we do about 90 lessons a week, and that doesn't include the five school groups that we're doing currently. So we do lessons all day for 6 days a week.
90, that's quite a number.
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendous. And you've got mainly a volunteer or a paid staff?
The riding instructors are paid, and then the rest of the work is very generously given to us by the volunteers. They come in and they tack up the horses, they lead the lessons, they make sure that the barn's in order. They're a pretty amazing group of people.
Well, that's fabulous. And now's a good time for us to give your contact information again. Folks at home, have that pencil and paper ready. If you've got someone who you think can benefit from this kind of work, from the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center, or you want to volunteer and get involved with this wonderful work and also this wonderful young lady, Martha Underwood, how can they reach you, Martha?
They can call us at 845-986-6686, or they can visit the website at www.winslow.org.
And is there any type of handicap or special need that you don't think will benefit from the horseback riding, or are you ready to take anyone and everybody on?
We generally try to take everybody that comes. There's occasionally somebody that's got an issue that we're not able to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But we will make our best effort to get somebody on a horse.
Well, Martha Underwood of the Winslow Therapeutic Riding Center, thank you for all you do for people in need, and thank you for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank today for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Hudson Valley's Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And Sarah, I hope Santa brings you everything you deserve.
Thank you, Jonah. Same
and
right back to you.
Ladies and gentlemen home, have a wonderful holiday. To Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboise, wishing you all the best and saying happy trails.
To you until we meet again.
Juddelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm. JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions. The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation. JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com. Juddelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
We're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
We now have our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcasts on iTunes or on our new website.
So click there today.
That's www.radiorotary.org.